I'm just not even off the launching pad yet. That's how it feels to me. So until I fall over, this is where I'll be.
Former Dire Straits frontman Mark Knopfler has been making music for over 30 years. And although the band broke up in 1995, he continues to be prolific, releasing an album almost every year since Dire Straits disbanded. In keeping with that record, he's just released another album a few months ago called Get Lucky. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. We've been following Mark Knopfler's career for years now and enjoying all the different projects that he's been involved with, from his collaborations with artists like Chet Atkins and Emmylou Harris, to his work on film soundtracks like The Princess Bride, and his work as a producer has yielded gems like Land of Dreams by Randy Newman and Infidels by Bob Dylan. Knopfler's track record for putting out fresh and inventive music is impressive, and his latest album, Get Lucky, is another example of that. This one incorporates a Celtic flair with provocative stories about heartbreak and optimism, while his guitar playing shines throughout. He's one of the best fingerstyle guitarists of our time, and in a recent interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall, he shared his thoughts on playing the instrument that he's come to master.
It's a humbling thing, the whole thing of music, is that there are so many great people around, like Les Paul, of course, there are so many great players around that it is a humbling thing to be involved with. So I did spend a fair bit of time sitting down and just trying to learn more about how to play the instrument and, you know, more about what music could offer me than just the basics. But it's a very difficult thing, you know, and you've just got to make your fingers go to places where they don't want to go until it becomes familiar. And I don't think there's any easy way. I mean, you know, there's a guy called Bert Whedon, a guitar player, a British guitar player who sold an awful lot of copies of a little book called Play in a Day. But, it's not a day. It's just not the case. It's hard work.
We can have ourselves a party before they come. In the meantime,
sometimes I think some of your best songs, to my mind, have a little bit of a dark feeling or a cynical edge to them. I think about You Can't Beat the House, but also one of my favorites, writing about the Kroc family and the beginnings of the McDonald fortune boom.
I mean, I do try. I try to keep the cynic at arm's length if I can. Try not to be too cynical about things, but unfortunately, life being what it is, and being a grown-up, you know, you just can't help a bit of that creeping in. I know I would rather be able to write You Are My Sunshine, and if I could, I would.
You wanna buy a dance? Don't buy it in here. It's all skin, games, and jelly roll, red eye and beer. All as mean as rat snakes, all the knives in their boots. Even a piano player, man, he don't care who he shoots. See that little home wrecker in the back room? She'll pick your pocket with a pet raccoon. You can't beat the house.
You can't beat the house.
You can't beat the house. Tell the man somebody.
Music from Mark Knopfler and the song You Can't Beat the House from his latest album, Get Lucky. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.